1 Peter, chapter 4. Forasmuch then as Christ suffered in the flesh, you arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. That you no longer should live the rest of your time in the flesh to the desires of men, but to the will of God. For the time past may suffice to have worked the desire of the Gentiles, and to have walked in sexual immorality, erotic desires, winebibbings, revelings, carousings, and horrible idolatries. In which they think it strange that you do not run with them into the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead? For to this end was the good news preached even to the dead, that they might be judged indeed according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand, be therefore of sound mind, and be sober to prayer. Above all things being fervent in your love among yourselves, for love covers a multitude of sins. Using hospitality one to another without murmuring. According to as each has received a gift, serving with it among yourselves, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speaks, speaking as it were oracles of God, if any man serves, serving as of the strength which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, whose is the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial among you, which comes on you to prove you, as though a strange thing happened to you. But insomuch as you share in Christ's sufferings, rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory also you may rejoice with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. For let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler in other men's matters. But if a man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this respect. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and if it begins first at us, what will be the end of those who do not obey the good news of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? Therefore let them also that suffer according to the will of God commit their souls in well-doing to a faithful Creator.